grab you. He talked about you trying to find them, then he switched to they grab you. Here he talks about his hand, not yours. And he says, his hand could reach you no matter what. Because that's the hand of the truth to us. The hand of... why the hand of somebody like Attar, which is the story of a very unsuccessful guy, should touch me? But it did. The guy, yes, he had a drugstore, and one day he realized that there are things that he knows zilch about. Namely, what was it? Death. He realized he doesn't know about death. You all know the story of Attar. The story goes like this, very compact. There is this fellow who has a drugstore, a very successful one. That's what Attar means. Attar means the essence, but Attar is the guy who has everything. Medical stuff. So he has this big shop and he's busy. One day a dervish will walk in. It happens just like that. He comes in and he's chanting, and he will bring his kashkul to receive something. He will receive some donation. He's singing, he goes out of the door to the next shop. He comes in from the next door without realizing that this shop is a big one, has two doors, two entrances. Comes from there, another entrance, and says, oh Sheikh, please give me something. Attar will notice and say, hey you, by this kind of greed you have, how are you going to die? The guy will open his eyes and look around and will realize what he thought. He will look at him and say, you Sheikh, with all these things you have, how you are going to die? I die easily like this. He puts the kashrut, he lays down, he puts his head, and dies. This physician guy, Attar, will come and say, hey, get up, he's dead. Oh my God. Imagine somebody who has spent his life finding physical help to keep someone from dying. So he is very realistic fellow. He knows that your heartbeat should be like this, your sugar level be like that, and he will be like this. You suddenly realize somebody wants to die could die. This is something. So they say he didn't even bother to close the door of the shop. He disappeared. Somebody will say 7 years later. Somebody will say 3 years later. It's a story. I'm not reporting, I was not there. We'll come back, another fellow. He become the sheikh, we know him. This is the story. So he realized that with all the knowledge of medicine, he doesn't know what death is. And all was talking about death. All his time he was postponing the death. Suddenly he realized that there is something else there. This is Attar. Why should he touch me now? After 900 years or so, 800 years. And you know how the guy died? The most stupid way. He was running away with a lot of books. And one of these soldiers of your family,
Tamerlane?
You are Mongols. These fellows, one of them, ran to grab him and realized that he has nothing, he has old books. So he cut his head. Just like that. So why should he touch me? Because in that book, Conference of Bird, as you may call it, you may not, it's the logic of flight. He wrote down something which was not his. something was in him trying to jump out. Do you remember that stuff I believe in? Now, I believe in this stuff, something like this. You see this I have in hand? There is some stuff like that, which is the essence of goodness and beauty. And this is in an eggshell. And constantly is trying to break this shell and come out. It's in all of us. It could go in you, and if it finds some sensible part of you, we'll try to push that sensible part. If you're sensible to sound, you will become a musician. If you're sensible in forms, you will become a sculptor. If you're sensible to language, you will become a poet. And this fellow guy is a poet at top. And Rumi, at the beginning of this book, told me that the love wants this thing to come out. So we don't do anything about it, we just reflect it. This happened in Attar. For what? To make Attar happy. It didn't. His unhappy ending is obvious. Right? To make Attar's wife happy? Of course not. Attar's wife preferred to have some rich young fellow. Why was there? This stuff was trying to do what? To jump out, to reach me. Me who didn't exist 800 years ago. This is what it is. Look at them, a lot of these masters we talk about, they don't have a very cherishable life. They go through torture. Yes, inspiration is a real torture, because something none of you and not of you will bloom in you and wants to come out, even with the price of killing you. Doesn't matter. That's how that feeling is. Something will take over. Suddenly it's a transition, really, from somewhere to somewhere else. When the guy is painting the ceiling, he cannot go and have a rest. Although it's a paid job, he could go and have a rest and tell others to do it, and the others, no. They die for that occasion that the master will let them to finish it. And we'll do something. He cannot. With the light of a candle, he stands up to do this, and later he's like that, and he will die like that. This was the final years of Michelangelo Buonarroti. Yes, he couldn't straight up his neck. Yeah. Because he was up there, close to that painting, and doing it full-heartedly. For us. For all of us. That's what it is all about. The hope is there, because the goodness is hidden in us and wants to come out. And here, after a couple of thousand years, we will see the evidence. We will see from the time of Michelangelo. You know how many successful business shark fellow existed? And nobody remembers them, as if they didn't exist. And this guy who died just like that, this crazy guy, is still alive and is impressing us and has my prayers. This is what it is. Something inside. This is what you don't get at the beginning, because before touching it, you're just listening to the people. You're listening to the stories. Here, right at the beginning, I'm going to tell you, listen. It's not that I am giving it to you. I have received it from this fellow. And guess what? That fellow received it from a lot of people. This is all of us together. the state of mind we are here now, this is what we received. This is the inheritance of humanity. All of them. Which one? All of the best. Because the rest will vanish. These are permanent. The rest are temporary. You see where the hope is? The goodness, the essence of goodness is here temporarily. Therefore, these guys could touch someone from long distance. Time or space doesn't matter to them. Yes?
Inasmuch as they give a robe of honor to the absent, undoubtedly the present are better than the absent.
Did you get your answer, in a way?
Well, I got it from you, not from that.
Did you remember Rumi said when you have a question, you better not ask. You would receive the answer shortly. Yes.
Since they are bestowing food on the absent, see what bounties they must lay before one who is present. Where is one that girds himself before them to how superior is... See this, sorry. There's some typos in this one I have.
This one says...
Doesn't matter. It doesn't relay the meaning anyhow.
Inasmuch as they give a robe of honor to the absent... Undoubtedly, the present are better than the absent. Since they are bestowing food on the absent, see what bounties they must lay before one who is present. Where is one that girds himself before them to one that is outside the door?
This is, it doesn't relate. The meaning is this, that yes, of course, there are people related to the king, but they are working outside. They are the people who are in the palace. There is a difference, isn't it? If the guy is very gracious and will give all the absentees something, you could imagine that if you're present over there, it's a different story. That's explaining some idea to someone who thinks that if this is a living creature or not. He says, if it is a living creature, and his presence is totally another story. Yes?
When you have chosen your peer, be not faint-hearted, be not weak as water and crumbly as earth. If you are engaged, if you are enraged by
no,
the
room... Before that, let's correct this. That crumbly stuff didn't do. Persian was something else. Sost va rizide. Sost means weak. Weakness. Stuff like that. Something with no strength is sost. Rizide has two meanings, one obvious one and one far-fetched one. The obvious one is something casted, when you cast something. Stuff, but it will somehow secondary stuff is something that will fall apart because rihtan, the verb has both meanings in Persian. One is to cast something, some other thing is falling off. Anyhow, I would say when you choose that peer, you shouldn't be faint hearted, nazuk dil. I mean, somebody who will.
Fragile.
Yes. Do not be. Do not.
Sensitive.
Do not wish to be treated very good and stuff like that. Be strong. Mm-hmm. Don't be weak and. Falling apart like something made out of water and dirt. Ab, gel. Remember Ab and Gel that we always talk about. The embodiment of Adam. When you add water to the animal,